Once I read The America We Deserve, I knew, without a doubt, what our shared concerns were, why we were teachers, and why we wanted people to be rich. In the green room, that day in Dallas, I drew a diagram that showed Social Security with $10 trillion in liabilities, and Medicare with $62 trillion in liabilities. "You're saying it's $72 trillion in off-balance sheet obligations?" asked Donald. "Says who?" "Two economists," I replied. In 1994, Kent Smetters and Jagadish Gokhale painstakingly spent the time to compute how much, as of 1994, our government's obligations to the American people were. "That's a lot of money," said Donald. "That's more money than all the money in all the bond and stock markets in the world," I said. "I knew it was bad," said Donald, "but not this bad. We can't pay it." "Only if we print more money, which would wipe out the savings of everyone. One possibility is hyperinflation, but that wouldn't really solve the problem. Not only would savings be wiped out, people on fixed incomes would also be wiped out." "I'm afraid we have developed an entitlement mentality as a nation," Donald said. "And I'm not talking about just poor people. Too many people, from the president and senators on down, expect a pension from the government. I really wish we could afford to solve their problems, but to do that would bankrupt our nation." I agreed. Donald and I want people to let go of the entitlement mentality and become rich so they can solve the problem, their own problem. The best way to solve the problem of bad financial results is to change our thoughts, to start thinking like rich people rather than poor and middle-class people. That means losing the entitlement mentality, whether you are a military officer, government worker, school teacher, employee, or just poor. If we do not stop expecting the government to take care of us, we will continue to have the same results: a bankrupt nation filled with well-educated but financially needy people. Albert Einstein defined insanity as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. In this case, it is my opinion that it is insane to keep sending kids to school and not teaching them about money. Instead of walking away with a solid financial education, most kids leave school, some already deeply in debt, prepared only to work hard, save money, get out of debt, invest for the long term, and diversify. Here's what Warren Buffett says about diversification. "Diversification is protection against ignorance. It makes very little sense if you know what you are doing." One of the keys to becoming rich is to know what you are doing.